Time for a market recap. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network. We end the day mixed on the wheat market, the corn mixed as well. Soybeans trading about a nickel lower. We're joined by Sam Swanson from the Money Farm. Sam, it seems like we're just kind of chopping around here in this trade.
Yeah, I think overall we're just seeing some positioning here, whether it's New Year positioning. Also, we have this big final production USDA report coming on Monday. Lots of positioning going on there as well. So a little bit of a choppy trade here this week, probably expected here for tomorrow too as well. And then we'll get that fresh news dump on Monday at 11 o'clock.
The Supreme Court's supposed to weigh in on the tariff, the Trump tariffs coming up tomorrow. Do you see that having some implication for this trade?
Yeah, I think so too. A little bit of uncertainty would probably have, you know, the market on its toes a little bit. I know there's some betting software that says there's a pretty good chance that those will be found illegal. We'll see. But yeah, I think that market's probably anticipating that news here as well and probably positioning around that.
Seeing some gains over in the cattle and hog futures?
Yeah, for sure. We had a lower day yesterday in the feeder cattle. Market just can't quite figure out where it wants to go here. We filled some of those big gaps, and we'll see if we can maybe go and make a test for that high there in the middle of October. But a little bit of range bound here, choppy action for the livestock market here to start the year as well also.
Sam Swanson from the Money Farm checking the cash livestock trade. A few more bids are on the table in Nebraska. We are seeing asking prices around 235, 238 for cattle in the south, but nothing established in the dress markets. The beef cutouts were higher at midday. Iowa Southern Minnesota hog prices unavailable due to confidentiality reasons. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.